anointed living word. Father, we approach your word with the reverence that it deserves, fully conscious of the limitations of the human mind to grasp, to deliver your infinite wisdom compressed in the written word. We humble ourselves before the awesomeness of your word. We therefore ask you for supernatural assistance, fresh unction and anointing from heaven. Firstly, upon me, that I will speak as I should as an oracle of God. Secondly, upon ears and the hearts of everyone that will hear me, those who are physically present, those who will be hearing me remotely, electronically, so the word will flow freely from you through me to the people, to do an internal and eternal work in every heart, including my own, causing wills to become more humble, minds more enlightened with revelation knowledge, emotions to be more controlled by the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray as I speak, the power of the Spirit of God be released in more than sufficient measure. Lord, to heal, to deliver, to break yokes and free men, to back these words wherever they're heard in all the earth, so that the people will become doers of what they hear and not hearers only. We further pray for mercy for the delivery of the word, that Lord, I will do it with precision, redeem the time, and say only what you want me to say, bringing out of the treasure of the word things new and old, indeed as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And all those in agreement with me, receiving every blessing I mention in that prayer in their individual life, agreed and said, amen. I have a short word of exhortation. I have entitled it, The Spirit of Faith. I would like you to turn with me in your Bibles to the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 13th verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we are reading from verse 13, if you will. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 13th verse. And we read together. We having, I don't know how people have, many people here have it. I have it. We having, if you are part of the we, hallelujah. If you're a part of the we, some people aren't a part of the we, but you should be a part of the we. Say, we having the same spirit of faith, the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Everybody say, the spirit of faith. Say, the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. The scripture here speaks really about an attitude of faith. And that's what I want to exhort us on this afternoon. An attitude of faith. A spirit. The word spirit there doesn't mean, you know, like an evil spirit. No. It's spiritual force. It's an attitude of mind. In your mind and in your heart. That controls your words. It controls. It influences your words. Your thoughts. Your actions. Everything you do is done with an attitude of faith. In this spirit of faith or attitude of faith is not very common amongst Christians, sadly, because for many reasons. One outstanding reason is because it's not taught. There is not a strong emphasis on the attitude of faith. There's a lot of presumptuousness in the church, which truly is not faith. And there's a lot of covetousness in the church, which is not really faith. But, you know, which sometimes just human desires trying to manipulate the word of God to do what they want God to do for them. But I'm talking about the genuine, pure spirit of faith. You need to have a spirit of faith. You have the spirit of faith, I should say. You know, the second reason why the spirit of faith is not very prevalent in the church is we have lived in an atmosphere of unbelief for so long. that we say and think unbelief unconsciously. Sometimes without even thinking about it and realizing it. Let me give an example. I actually gave this example recently in church, but I will give it now because it bears, it's relevant to what we're saying. The church, and this was in the early church, with all the glory and all of that, you can imagine how bad the situation is now. It's because it deteriorated down through the years. They were praying for Peter. Peter had been arrested by Herod with the threat of executing him. He had actually executed James. James was the third apostle that was close to Jesus. You know, it was Peter, James, and John. You know, the two fishermen brothers. So he had killed James, you know, and he was going to kill Peter. That was his intention. And, of course, you know, the whole church, you know, nothing has changed, folks. We're all the same. That's why we have to get the spirit of faith. The whole church was praying, but they weren't praying in faith. They didn't have the spirit of faith, but they were praying. What were they praying out of? They were praying out of fear. They were praying out of desperation. Oh, God. I don't know if you've ever, I said this many years ago. I haven't said it in a long time, but I'll say it now. Oluwa sokalewa. You know, I went to pray for somebody many years ago, but almost 30 years ago, you know, and there were these other people who came to pray for the person, you know, come from some funny church, you know, and I say, Oluwa sokalewa, sokalewa, sokalewa. In our language means, God, come down. God, come down. God, come down. God, come down. Hallelujah, meji. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oluwa sokalewa. Now, I say that in a nice kind of way because I realize they're doing what they know to do. And you know, sometimes God will answer that. Now, not because he's in faith, but in his mercy. Using somebody else's faith. But the fact is, I just use that simple illustration to say there are many times we pray, but we're in a spirit of faith. It's not in faith. The early church, this is the church that saw Peter's shadow healing people on the streets of Jerusalem, for heaven's sake. This is the church that saw the man at the gate of Beautiful. A miracle that shook the whole of Jerusalem. Hello? This same church. Yet, they were not praying with the spirit of faith. They were praying, but out of fear and desperation. You know, many of our prayers are like that. People didn't say amen. Tell the truth. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to correct your amen. You know, amen means so be it, but it's no longer so. It says so it is, but I will change it. Now, turn to your neighbor and say so it is, but I will change. So I will not speak with a spirit. I will pray with a spirit of faith. So these guys, you know, and when Peter was released, obviously it wasn't their praying that did it. You know, God must have used somebody's prayer somewhere who was praying in faith. You know, when Peter was supernaturally delivered by the ministry of angels, you know, and Peter got to where they were praying and he knocked on the door. There was a young lady called Rhoda. Hello, Rhoda. You know, who opened the door. And, you know, the young people have more faith than the elderly people. So Rhoda had not been infected with the spirit of unbelief. So she was excited. And she went in and told the brethren, praise God, Peter is at the door. They said, you're mad. So they were not expecting him to be delivered. How many of us pray like that? You know the truth? Over 99%. They don't pray in spirit of faith. They don't pray in expecting to receive. They're praying out of desperation, out of fear, in the hope, not faith, that maybe God, not certainly God, but that maybe God. This attitude of unbelief is pervasive. It's filtered into the entire church. Because 2,000 years of human history, of church history, compounded with a 1,000 year period of the Dark Ages. In spite of the Reformation of Martin Luther in 1517, which is about 100 years, 500 years from, you know, ago, and the Wesley evangelical revivals in England, and Charles Finney in America, and the Pentecostal revival of the turn of the last century, we still have, to a great extent, that pervasive spirit of unbelief that is deep inside the psyche and the consciousness of the average Christian. We believe in God. We're born again, spirit-filled. We do get occasional answers to prayer. But many times, sadly and regrettably, we're not praying with the spirit of faith. Now, it is crucial, and this is the reason for this short prophetic exhortation, that we develop, imbibe and develop and maintain and increase what I call the spirit of faith. Why? The main reason is that whatever is not of faith is sin. Can you be praying and sinning? Yes. He's praying, but he's sinning because he's not praying in faith. For whatsoever, I didn't write the scripture. The Apostle Paul, the Holy Spirit wrote it through the Apostle Paul. Whatsoever is not of faith. In other words, anything you do without the spirit of faith is sin. And unbelief, like I said, has crept into so much of our consciousness, you know, that it has replaced the spirit of faith. Instead of spirit of faith, we have many, many times an attitude of unbelief. But God wants to correct that. And I want to share a few scriptures and thoughts that will help us to correct it. First of all, let us define faith again. This is our fundamental truth. Like Mommy said, God is shaking everything that is can be shaken, so that we have to go back to the fundamentals. These are days where you have to go back to the basics. You know, reaffirm the foundations on which your faith is built. And Pastor Dewey glancingly touched on it, you know, earlier this morning when he was teaching us, you know, in that Bible study, and used the illustration I use every Tuesday of radio and television waves. Radio and television waves are real, but they're invisible. But their invisibility does not do away with their reality. Turn to your neighbor, say, their invisibility does not do away with their reality. So it is with the things of God. Spiritual things are invisible, but they're not any less real. Simply because something is invisible does not make it unreal. The radio and television wave is invisible to the naked eye because it's moving at the speed of light, really. You know, that's physics in another direction. But really, that's the reason. It's because it's moving at the speed of light. And anything that's moving towards the speed of light, immediately you begin to lose physical perception of it. It does not mean it's not real. It's just that it's no longer tangible to your physical senses. Now let's look at Hebrews 11:1, and I want in the Amplified. This is Foundations of Faith 101. But we need it, hallelujah, in this day of shaking. We need it. It says, so that everything that cannot be shaken will be removed, so that the things which remain are things which cannot be shaken. Your faith must be so strong and solid that no matter what happens around you, it will never remove the foundations of your faith.
The scripture asked a rhetorical question. When mommy was talking, this scripture actually popped into my mind. And now as I'm preaching again, ministering, it's popped back in. So I know he wants me to say it. He says, if the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? Check your foundations. Make sure they're not destroyed. There's a rhetorical answer to that. You know what? They have to revisit those foundations and rebuild them. When the early, when in the Old Testament, what happened was that they destroyed the temple. The Babylonian army, physical Babylonian army, destroyed the temple of Solomon. They burnt it to the ground. Are you listening to me? This literally happened in history. But the good news is that after many years, through the intercession of Daniel and the ministry of Ezra and Nehemiah, you know, and these guys, they went back and they rebuilt. But what did they do? The first thing Nehemiah and they went to, they cleared the ground, they removed all the rubble, and then they relaid the foundation. That's what some of us are trying to do now in the spirit, because the Babylonian spirit has actually destroyed the church. That's why the spirit of unbelief is so pervasive. The foundations have been destroyed. And that's why when you begin to listen to people like me, not me alone, to the glory of God, and not I yet, I, but the grace of God as with me, you know, when you begin to listen to people like me, by the mercy and the grace of God, you begin to hear things that you don't hear in other places, and it sounds strange to you because it's a different spirit. It's the spirit of God, of course. But you're used to a different spirit, thinking it's the spirit of God, but it's not the spirit of God, it's the spirit of unbelief. Even though you pray a lot. Oluka Sokalewa. Oluwa Lesekese. I beg, Bori. It's not faith. Most of that is not faith. You will get your miracle immediately tonight. All you have to do is bring this 7,000 naira. It's not faith. It's unbelief. It's stubbornness. It's witchcraft. It's idolatry. But it's not faith. Even though sometimes it may produce the result. Witchcraft works, you know. The Bible says, an evil man closing his eyes and moving his lips causes evil to come to pass. Same principles we use, but not the same spirit. Spirit of faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're fixing to find out what faith is. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith, perceiving as real. I didn't hear you. We got to start again. Say, faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. That is the spirit of faith. So you pray for your healing, or you pray for protection, or you pray for deliverance, or whatever it is you pray about. And at the minute you say amen, you believe that the reality of that thing is already in operation. So next time somebody asks you about it, you don't say, maybe God will do it. You say, I thank God, God is doing it. You begin to see the invisible. A person who does not see the invisible is not operating the spirit of faith. The way you operate is you begin to see what you cannot see. How can I see what I cannot see? By faith. It's there, but it's invisible. So I cannot see with these two eyes, but I can see it with these two eyes. You see, I have four eyes. Abba me. I said that in a language, in a joke, you know,
In our language, just means a spirit, you know. Because in our language, we have all kinds of spirits. We have God's many spirits, many. You know, and I said, I am a spirit with four eyes. I have two here, and I have two here. These ones are the eyes of my understanding. So when I'm operating in faith, I'm operating with the two eyes here. Not only the two eyes here. Abba menimi. Do you know every Christian is an Abami? I said ye are gods. You are not ordinary people, though. Oh, you come at Beru to buy your buy. Amen. You know, may God help us know who we are. The last person who should be afraid of spirits and devils is a Christian. And witches, when you arrive, witches flee. Because ajeja jelo, ajeolon, ajeorun, oju ajailo, oshisha jeloa. One in one full loss, and one full ale, and full loss, and full arrow. Constantly airborne. You come into my airspace, you fly, you die. If you really know who you are. Someone say, where is that in the Bible? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall fall us on, mount up with wings as eagle. Give the Lord a clap offering. Am I talking to anybody here? The spirit of faith. You see the invisible all the time. So whenever you pray, what should you see? Give me Hebrews 11:27. It says, Moses endured. I just quote it because of time. As seeing him that is what? Invisible. You know how you're going to endure these shaking times? You have to see the invisible. If you keep looking at the natural, you're going to be very afraid. But if you keep looking at the invisible, you will know that the invisible is stronger than the visible. Not only that, the invisible is changing the visible to become what the invisible said. That is the spirit of faith. Are you listening to me? In closing, how do we operate this? I mean, simple faith, but it's so... The way the Lord says, he said, people have forgotten. Unbelief has so permeated their thinking and their thoughts, you know, that they even operate in unbelief unconsciously. And it needs to be corrected. So what do? You constantly speak, think, and act in faith, seeing the invisible. So when I say, Father, I confess my sins and cling with the blood of Jesus, I'm seeing something. I'm not just speaking words. See, if I just say, Father, I confess my sins, I cling with the blood of Jesus, and I don't have any, I'm not seeing anything, I'm not operating in faith. Bible says the sprinkling of the blood. So the blood is real. It's not a figment of our imagination. Jesus took his own blood. That's why when Mary saw him on resurrection, on what we call Easter Sunday, she wanted to touch him, you know, out of nice emotions and everything. Rabboni, Rabboni. I said, chill. My bad. Huh? He said, you can't touch me now. He said, for I am not ascended to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God. He took his own blood. He entered into the heavenly holy of holies. What Moses built was the copy. Jesus entered into the real one that is in heaven. Are you listening? The high priest in the Old Testament, he used to sprinkle the blood of animals on Day of Atonement. He would sprinkle it 7 times and cover the sin of Israel for 1 year. But the true high priest, the one after the order of Melchizedek, he took his own blood and entered into the heavenly holies of holies and sprinkled all the records of heaven. And everything against you is blotted out. Watch this. Your present sins, your past sins, and your future sins are all covered. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Oh! So when I say, Father, I confess my sins and clean with the blood, I draw from that one in heaven, it cleans the one here. Pum! I have to see that. I have to see it. In Jesus' name, I have life. What do you see? Or you just see, you don't see anything. It's not faith. In Jesus' name, I have life. You see life flow. What is life? Living water. It's real. It's like that radio wave. You can't see it in the physical, but it's there. The life of God is not a figment of our imagination. It's a tangible reality. If you get it in sufficient measure, you will feel it physically. We actually felt it this morning when we were worshiping. There was a presence. It came down. Boom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Seeing him that's invisible. The angels, you can't see them with your eyes, but they're there. There's one behind me there. Try messing with me, you will find out. Agbaeleti. Sent to minister for them who are heirs of salvation. Amen. Ministering spirits, strong, powerful guys. Some of them 8 feet, 9, 10 feet tall. And they're doing like this. Daring you to touch the child of God. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. They have flaming swords. They are the ones that were keeping the tree of life after Adam fell. They said there were cherubims there, so he could not approach it. Amen. They're now keeping the tree of life inside you. He maketh his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. These are not imaginations. They are real. Like the radio wave. But they are invisible. They are not tangible to the physical senses, but they are there. When you are operating in faith, you see them. So when you pray, take for example, let's just say, you're going to go from here to Lagos. You want to go travel. You say, Pastor, let's pray. So we all join us. Father, we confess our sins. We clean with the blood. You must see something. In Jesus' name, we have life. We see the power, life of God flow. Say, Father, we come to pray that we're going to have a safe journey, clear traffic in Jesus' name. Then we pray in tongues. They say, in Jesus' name, amen. Then 2 minutes later, you are inside the car and you're on your way to Lagos. And suddenly this thought comes to you. Ha! Expressway, you only man make it. Then you open your silly big mouth and you're talking to the next person. Ah, kolongba wow. Ah, mongoto mashelamo. You've just slipped into unbelief. You just slipped out of the spirit of faith into the spirit of unbelief. You know what your response should be? When you say, expressway, this and this is happening. You say, we have prayed. My angels already are working. They're going to clear the way for us. Everything's going to be okay. I will go to Lagos and I will return. By the mercy and the grace of God in Jesus' name. That's the spirit of faith. You know why? He saw something when he prayed. And what he saw is still operating after he prayed. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18. Quickly. This is what you do. So you constantly speak, think, and act in faith. Everybody say speak, think, and act in faith. Say consistently speak, think, and act. Don't miss any of them. Everybody say speak. You say some prayer, you say you are healed. The next you say, God to shame you. Now, there's nothing wrong in admitting the fact that your body is in pain. Are you listening to me? The Bible says Abraham faced the fact that his body was 100 years old. But he now looked to the God. He says, against hope, he believed in hope. For the God who raises the dead and gives life and calls the things which are not as though they are. Yes, I'm feeling in pain, but the word of the power of God is working inside my body. I am recovering. That's the spirit of faith. That's spirit of faith. So after you everybody speak, think, and act in faith. Always that maintain that attitude. Your words must align with what you prayed. Your heart must align with what you're praying. It may not have come to pass yet. The manifestation may not have come yet. But you must have words, thoughts, and actions that align with what you believe is happening in the spirit realm. Is this right? Is this clear? That is the spirit of faith. So, in the meantime, before the thing comes, it says, while. Everybody say while. Say while. Don't you never say meanwhile. After you pray, before the answer comes, meanwhile, we look not. We look not at the things which are seen. Abraham didn't continue to look at his body. His body was dead. He knew it. He didn't deny that. But he didn't continue to look at that. But at the things which are, for the things which are seen are, they are changing already. Spiritual force already manipulating and re-engineering the thing. Don't spoil the work. The things which are seen are what? Temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. The spirit of faith. Attitude of faith. You keep, after you pray, and even while you're praying in tongues and all of that, you know, like what we were saying for Nigeria, all the, you know, things, say, God is working. She's turning around. It hasn't turned, though, it's turning. It's turning around. It's working in our favor. We see you bringing in. He hasn't brought it, but he's bringing in our miracle. He's turning around our situation. That's spirit of faith. The spirit of faith is always in the present continuous. Because you see, God is working all the time. So even though it may not have happened yet, it's already happening. You are seeing the blade. Thank you, darling. So that is the spirit of faith. Stop looking at the things which are seen. Keep looking at the things which are not seen that are changing the things which are seen. I'm not communicating with anybody. That, dearly beloved, is the spirit of faith. It's an attitude of faith. In true faith, I got to close. Thank you, Jesus. True faith always works with patience. That's why Lesekese cannot be God. Now, sometimes God does it instantly. I know that. Even the one in the Bible where it says, you know, Jesus spoke to the fig tree. It wasn't instant. It was 24 hours. No man eat fruit of tree. If you came back 5 hours later, the tree would still be there. It was the next day in the morning. Why did God put all these examples in the Bible? To show us that there is a time frame between when the word of God goes forth, you know, and when the physical manifestation comes. In between, you must maintain the spirit of faith. Through faith and patience, you inherit or obtain, thank you, darling, the promises. Is this clear? One last thing. Paul said this, and I love it. You know what he said? He said that, watch and pray. He says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. What does it mean to watch? It means to see the invisible. And whenever you see the invisible, you know what should come out of your mouth? Thank you, Jesus. You're working on it. A person who is operating the spirit of faith will simultaneously be giving thanks consistently. Once you stop giving thanks, you start slipping into unbelief, murmuring, complaining. If you're praying about something, constantly, Father, thank you. I can't see it yet, but I know you're working on it. I know the angels are working. Hallelujah. The blood is working. The life is working. The power is working. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for what you're doing. I return to you all the glory. In everything I give thanks. Even what I'm seeing hasn't yet changed. I know what I have not seen is changing what I'm seeing. And what I am seeing will change to what God has said. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Be it unto you according to his word. Stand to your feet. Glory to God. The spirit of faith. Be it unto you according to his word. No matter what you're seeing in the physical, don't let that dictate your heart and your emotions. Many of us are always feeling sad because of what we can see. You should be having joy from what you cannot see. Because what you cannot see is changing what you can see. Amen. Talk to God. Talk to God this afternoon. First thing ever, I want everybody to do. I can't do it for you. I want you to do it yourself. We'll pray generally later. But I want you to do it yourself. Repent of unbelief. Say, God, help them. Everybody, pray. Don't be dishonest, though. So, man, help them. Like, be like that, man. Say, oh, Jesus said. He said, if you can, please help us. Jesus said, if. He said, if thou believest, all things are possible. He said, God. He was honest. He said, Lord, help thou. Everybody, repent. Everybody, repent. He said, God, please help thou my unbelief. God, get rid of the spirit of unbelief. Give me the spirit of faith. Quick, everybody. Quick. Help down my unbelief. 2017 is not a year of unbelief. It must be a year of faith. Are you listening to me? From now going forward, make sure you are impregnated and you maintain and you increase the spirit of faith in your words. Everybody say words, thoughts, and actions. Don't slip into unbelief. So easy to. Because the whole atmosphere is full of unbelief. If it's not unbelief, it's witchcraft or idolatry. But the true spirit of faith will sustain you. Talk to God. In your presence, we are content. Expressions of your love, revelations of your power and might. In your presence we now bring song offering in the presence of our King. In your presence, hallelujah.
Yeah.
heart. Raise your other hand to God. We're going to pray together in a few minutes, maybe like a few seconds. But I want you to say, God, give me the spirit of faith. God, have mercy on me. Give me the spirit. Let it be an earnest yearning of your own personal heart. No spirit of faith. And from now, this 2017, I'm going to operate in faith. I'm not going to operate in unbelief. No matter what I'm going through, I'm going to be watching and praying and giving thanks. I may not get the answer yet, but I know you are working on it. And I'm going to giving you thanks. Bible says Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. His body was dead. 100-year-old man. His wife's body was dead. He knew in the natural it's not possible. But God had said, like mommy told us, but God had promised. So he kept looking at what God said, not at his body. And believing that what God had said, God was working to change. And God did. It took time. It took time. But God did it. He would do it for you. Raise that hand. Thank you, Jesus. Say, Father, I confess our sins. Now let's pray in faith. Father, I confess our sins. And so clean with the blood from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, we have life. Lord, have mercy on us as we pray. Now I will pray and then we'll all pray in spirit. Say, Heavenly Father. Well, pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word that has come to me this afternoon, reminded me that I need to operate consistently with an attitude and a spirit of faith. Because whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And I don't want to sin against you. I don't want to sin against you, Lord. I don't want to operate in unbelief, because unbelief grieves your heart. Unbelief doubts your integrity. Unbelief doubts your love. Unbelief doubts your faithfulness. Oh God, help me to operate with a spirit of faith. Father, by your mercy and by your grace, I will speak, think, and act only in faith. In the reality of your blood, your life, your power, the ministry of your angels that are constantly working 24/7 on my behalf for my good, causing everything you have promised me in your word to come to pass. I affirm that all the promises of God in Christ Jesus for me, they are yea and they are amen. And I will not change from this position in Jesus' name. Amen. Nekatoloba katofrenenges. Lepreketofrenenges tofres. Likrinatoski freninges. Zelebria yakatofrenes. Zofrini langaradala. Zofrini kotofrenes. Natitola la katala katuske frenes. Ha ha. Shoko Tefrini Lombro Catulo Mosto Lombro Gamatulo Motufrishi Toka Gamatulo Motulo Motufrido Fishi Tola Matulo Moso Zefridio Katunga Tanga Sefride Anga Glamatulo Motufrido Fish Zifri Tolomonga Glamatulo Mosse Zefrinis Tufrinis Shiki Tufres Tola Mangaras Tufrinias Jiki Tufrinis Zofridiliki Tufres Zofriningaras Tufriningaris Jiki Tufres Lombridis Jiki Tufrines Nefridilis Tufridis Tufriningaras Tufridigis Tufrinis Tulomaras Tufridis Tufriningaras Tufridis. In Jesus' name. Anytime you are tempted, and you will be tempted, Mommy has told us, there's no triumph without contention. You will be tested. You will be tempted. That's a given. It's a certainty. But when it comes, remember. Father, thank you. I know you're working on it. When you're praying in tongues, don't be praying in tongues in abstract. Be seeing something. Doesn't mean, you know, you have a literal vision. It's a question of the heart. It's an attitude. It's a heart understanding. My angels are working. My angels are working. Everything's going to be okay. We're going to turn the situation around. Turning the situation. Likewise, Spirit, help my infirmities. All things have been working together. In all things, God is working for my good. This situation will turn around. You know, when you have that, your mind will become light. Worry and fear will disappear. They begin to say, Father, thank you. Even though the answer hasn't yet come. You go like that on and on until the answer comes. It's an attitude of faith.
Now, an attitude of faith, everybody touch your body. We're not going to pray a long prayer. Just say, according to the word, Father, we confess our sins, clean with the blood from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name we have life. According to your word that I've heard this afternoon, I say, I am healed. I release resurrection life and power into my body from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I say, I agree with your word. It is medicine. Medicine, health to all my flesh in Jesus' name. Nekatolo frede glamatolo masa. Zefridik tufrenes. Langara tufrenis tufrede galas. Lebridega tolo matungi di getuske frenera zorrenend zuvrenenges. Zolabragas. Ha ha ha. Lera matufrenes. Lombrega tolo matolo matufre de frese. Nangala matolo matufres. Zofrega gamatula, Ambra gamatula mutu tufri, tufri tufri shika, tulamara tufrines, tufrines, jekes, tufrines, lombrideles, tufrines, tulamaras, tufrines, tufrines, jiki tufres, lombridefres, tulamangaras, tufrines, tufrideles, jiki tufri tufri tufri, lombridefres. In Jesus' name, as we speak, the air. It's full of pictures, TV programs, bank accounts, money. Money is just going around your nose like this. That's a reality, you know. It's not an imagination, it's a reality. Pastor Joe told us. Radio and television waves, they're real. So it is. My God shall supply of your need is a wave. It's a wave. But you need equipment. You need a satellite dish. Your heart. Aligned with the will of God. Amen. You need to be plugged into power. The Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? Once you get that, you can get the signal. Download it into your mind, your television, or your computer screen. Amen. Put in your username, Jesus. Password, love. The money will start downloading. It's a reality. I said it's a reality. Hallelujah! The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. The Lord God gives you peace. God makes you head and not tail. Above only and not beneath. Everything you set your hand to is successful. You are at least 10 times better than your peers. You possess the gates of your enemies, even the gate of death. So you will live and you will not die. You will live and declare the glory of God in the land of the living. With long life will God satisfy you and show you his salvation, even the perfection and the fullness of Christ. So the Lord imparts unto you the anointings of Enoch, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Ruth, David, Elisha, Daniel, Esther, Paul, and John. In Jesus' name, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Amen.